a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Craig Shoemaker's here. Where are you? Improv or stand-up live? I don't even have my card in front of me.
I am at the Improv, tonight through Saturday, not
Sunday.
The
Love Master is here for Valentine's Day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And it is your...
Love Master, baby.
It's your fourth annual Craig Shoemaker Retired from Show Business Tour.
One night with me, baby. You'll be sweating like Donald Trump in a Mexican hot dance. That's right, baby. Oh, yeah. I'm so big, I make flesh-eating bacteria gag.
Oh, I had to do the math on that one.
Come on now.
Yeah, I like it, but I think I've seen that on a medical journal picture.
You know, listen, when I'm doing the comedy, it's not a great audience reaction when you hear people go, ugh.
Yes, it is. You Come secretly on, you love it.
I'm going to take that line out of my act now.
No!
That's entertaining for you.
It's good stuff.
On that side of it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
People
that's
love
a repeatable
that.
One. I'd repeat that. Much like the food I've eaten, as you say it.
It's going out tonight.
No, you got to throw that one out there. It's gold.
Well, no, your audience members are very, very loyal to you.
Yes.
And they're all going to go, ugh.
Now, love that.
In purpose. A good way. In
they
a good way.
That.
That was a good, ugh.
Yeah.
That was an anal, ugh. You know, it's the pleasure pain.
Listen, when I'm practicing the comedy, I'm not going, oh, man, this is going to get a good, ugh. Maybe they'll vomit in their mouths.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go for that next
aren't
time.
Aren't you just trying to elicit a physical reaction in a human being?
No.
No, no you're just one laugh. That's it. That's all you want. You don't want somebody to like involuntarily.
Why don't I just take my clothes off if I don't want to hear, ugh. That'll be a constant.
It could happen.
I got a standing, ugh, ovation.
You never know.
There's a couple that do.
Yeah, I like the groans. I like when you give me a good laugh groan. Ugh. And then you have to mentally picture what you've painted a picture. It's a beautiful art you've done there. That's nice. Let's get into it. You're a Philly guy.
Yeah.
You're wearing the Eagles gear today.
I'm actually a little nervous right now.
Why?
Because my son is there at the
He's
parade.
He's at the parade today.
Oh, yeah.
You wish you were there?
I saw him eyeing up the horse poop.
Yeah.
That guy's going to dive in.
And you know what? Because he wants to get on camera.
Yeah.
So he's thinking, how am I going to top what that guy did by eating horse manure?
Oh, that's unbelievable.
And if he's anything like I was at 19... I celebrated, you know, I was about that age when they won the World Series. Yeah. And I was, you know, we literally rammed into a girl and broke two femurs with the car.
That's, why?
Well, we couldn't see
over.
Because there were so many people piled on the car. The roof was caved in. We had about an inch of room. Like
rolling down Broad Street.
Rolling down Broad Street in the car. Oh, and there were so many people piled on the car we didn't see. And we rammed into somebody. Took out a couple femurs.
Oh!
Same girl femurs or two different femurs?
No, two same girl femurs.
Same where you busted both her legs.
Yeah.
Was your one buddy
doing?
Driving?
Yeah, Cerami.
Yeah. Yes. How's she doing today?
We thought...
You got to keep in touch with her, right?
We don't know. There was no social media back then. I mean, this was like...
You got to find that girl.
I literally got a call from an insurance company at a payphone at the high school. I'm not kidding you.
You broke a girl
and
in half.
Of course I went into full denial. I go, no.
Just a couple of femurs.
I didn't see anything, which was true, by the way.
It
looked like we were in a tank because that's how much of a window we had, a tank window.
Oh, imagine
I
that
couldn't
girl
see.
Did you stop
there
her
There were literally
help her?
50 people on top of the roof of the car. We couldn't
Not
see.
Not one person said, please stop. You're killing this girl.
You can't hear when you're going, woo. That's all it goes, woo. And of course. We thought we were going to be famous because we came up with something we thought would catch the nation would catch on to this. We would go hee hee. So we were busy going hee hee.
And there's a girl dying under the
floor. Yeah, we had no idea. We're going hee hee. We ran over a femur. We didn't know that we ran. We didn't know.
Do you remember
over.
Her name? Did you get out of
no,
the car?
I'm telling you.
You didn't even
you.
Try to help.
Did
her.
You leave the scene?
So you
see, we didn't know that was the scene.
Oh,
there were so many.
Who
people.
Who told you?
I got a call at
the insurance company. So when the car fully rolled over her, she had enough left in her body to get a plate.
So obviously she lived.
A different
situation. I have no idea what she's doing.
With a
this
limp.
Is you trying
With
to put a rosy
now.
Lens on.
I put the denial lens on. I seriously, I did. I absolutely denied everything to this guy. Because
really?
It was true. I don't remember anything. I was drunk as a skunk.
And no paying stint.
So you have to understand something. Now, what I'm going through right now is my son is there.
Yeah.
My little Craig Shoemaker's son.
And you're worried about femurs.
I'm worried about him being me.
Yeah.
He's not going, hee, hee. That one we lost.
Right. That didn't work.
That one did not catch up.
Didn't take. Yeah. Doesn't work.
One time we went up to, we were sitting around. And I don't know if you did this when you were growing up. You sit with your friends. You're coming up with a plan to be famous. Or a plan that you think is going to make everybody
money.
Laugh.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, make some money.
Right.
You know, the guys made a lot of money with what's up.
Oh, yeah.
And we thought we were going to be able, hee, hee. Right. You know, I don't know where we thought this. But we said, how do you spread this word around? So we walked up to – we were sitting around. We said, let's walk up to people's doors and make fun of them. Just knock on the door and make fun
and
of
roast
them.
And roast them?
Door-to-door roasting.
Door-to-door roasting. Like, but then George follows it up with, while we're nude.
No.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So we had to, like, top just making fun of people, which is already not a common thing.
No.
So we get all of our clothes off and we knock on the door. And everybody had their lines memorized, right? But then we froze. Nobody said a single line. And all of a sudden, we're standing. She's going, ah! She's like screaming. We're the teenage
naked
kids, naked teenagers. And then all of a sudden, George goes, get the coffin ready, you old lady. It was horrible. I said, that's not in the script.
You're going to kill her, nerd.
Yeah,
it's a threat.
That was not written.
It was a threat.
And then I panicked. I did a penis helicopter. I started, flicking around.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what else to do. That was always a good stunt in the locker room.
Now imagine trying that.
So she's not laughing. And then we all went,
and then ran away.
And we ran away. But Cerami had all our clothes. He takes off in the car. So now I jumped in the back somehow. And then George jumps on the hood of the car. And Cerami speeds up to like 55 with George on the hood of the car going, let me in.
Naked.
Because he's naked. He's spread eagled. And he's going through the basketball courts honking. George is going, come on, let me in. I'm not going to get the Naval Academy. He's thinking of higher education while he's nude on the hood of a car. And it's he goes, oh, rip off your wiper. And then Cerami turns it on. And it's like tossing him around.
He's
like,
you
jackass.
This is why the rest of the country struggled rooting for the Eagles.
I know.
That's the thing.
We are brought up.
Yeah, you're Philly kids.
That story is like nothing to compare to most people in
and
Philly.
That was the tough thing about Super Bowl. In the end, the rest of America was going to either watch Boston or Philadelphia celebrate. And that means most of America lost.
Because
this is a tough one to watch. It's fun that your old school celebrations in Philly. They have to grease the poles. That's when you know you live in a real weird city. It's that pre-grease poles just in case. I love that.
And it doesn't work.
Right, and it didn't work. They still figured out a way to scurry
up.
I know.
I know. It's amazing to me.
Like a normal person touches a grease pole and goes, I'm not touching that pole. The Philly guys are like, normal. I'm getting up it anyway.
It's material gross. Sticks.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the first time I brought my 10-year-old to a game?
Uh-uh. I don't think so.
Yeah. He's 10 years old. And we're surrounded by what happened to be my friend has played for the Yankees, so he got us these seats.
Great.
Yeah, great, but we're surrounded by New York fans with the caps.
Oh.
200 people surrounded us like a gang. And I'm going, I'm not part of them. And they're going, you suck. Can you say that word?
Suck?
No.
Yeah.
D. Rhymes with clock?
Oh, no, you can't. Yeah, but you can say you suck clock.
Rooster.
Rooster, everybody understand what I'm talking about. And they're surrounding 200 people going, you suck clock. And my son goes, what are they saying, Dad? And I'm going, not sure. And my son goes, I think they're saying you smoke pot. I go, that's exactly what they're saying. The New Yorkers are stoners, just like your great-grandmother.
And they're screaming at a 10-year-old kid?
Well, he was part of the group,
area,
in the general area. Yeah. So, and they're pointing at us, and I'm sitting there going, no, it's not me. I'm from Philadelphia. I was born and raised in Mount Airy. the fans, I will admit, are
awful.
Really,
awful
bad,
in a group.
But my son has been raised to love them.
Yeah.
That's why he flew back there. He because you're not going to get this where we live in
and
Los
you
Angeles.
Openly wept. As the Eagles won the game.
I did,
pretty cool, huh?
He wept more than I did.
He was
balling.
Shocked. No kidding.
Yeah, because, I'm also at an age where it doesn't mean as much to me. I mean, it was really incredible and all that. But, when you're younger, you dream of, like, maybe you'll play for them.
Yeah, you could get it.
And now I'm literally I'm too old to be a coach at this point.
Yeah. you're not
I look like a coach.
You do kind of have
someone
a coach.
Told me the other day, put a visor on. You look just
like
a
special
offensive coordinator.
Yeah, you're an OC. You're not the head coach, but you're a guy on the staff.
I can't believe I'm not the head coach.
Oh, you wouldn't be the head coach.
How do I have a look to be the head coach?
You might be someone in the
Doug
locker
Peterson?
Room.
No, you don't. Doug Peterson has a certain steely gaze that you don't have.
A steely gaze I need?
Yeah, you look like more like
I can do it.
No, you always look like you're joking. I wouldn't take you seriously if you called a play. I think every time you call a play, it'll be like, all right, we're looking at a zebra right wide deep.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you. Laughter, though, is very, very good for sports teams.
Sure.
Actually, 50 of the Eagles saw me this year.
Is that right?
A whole front office. I was dialed in. This is free right here.
You got free stuff from them before the championship.
Free stuff.
Great.
By the way, did you ever get free stuff and then gift it to somebody? Did you go to a party?
Yeah.
This is between us because I know I'm far away from the party that I went to.
Right.
The guy, this really rich guy in L.A., in Malibu, he invites us. I go, here, I got this for your son. Acting like I got it the day before, like I had it
sent. Very thoughtful.
No, I have a pile of them.
Right.
I have a pile of them because I'm at the Eagles headquarters, you know, pictures with my kids. So, yeah, we had a great year. They didn't go for that. But by the way, you know, I have this organization, Laughter Heals.
Yeah.
This has been going on for a long time. You can look this up. In 2003, I'm friends with, you know, Phil Jackson. I used to date his, you know, ex-girlfriend, Jeannie Buss, who owns the
You Laker. Dated Jeannie Buss?
You didn't know that?
I don't think I knew
that. Oh, yeah.
How did you blow that?
She's Uncle Ween to my kids.
How did you?
I mean, Aunt Ween.
I was going to say, what happened? That's not Jeannie Buss, friend. You got lied
that's
to.
That's the wrong
Aunt
boss.
Ween. She's Aunt Ween.
That's Jerry.
I was thinking Uncle Phil.
Yeah, so I'll be Jeannie Buss. Whatever you want. Give me $50.
So I was
Hey, I'm Jeannie Buss tonight. Look, I'm the Lakers owner.
Hey, check this out.
You want me to move my nuts out of the way?
So in 2003, you can look this up. I think it was January 19th in 2003. They were Shaq and Kobe were fighting, right?
Right.
So, and you know, Phil's very zen-like.
Yep. Yeah.
And they were off in Sacramento. I said, Phil, Jeannie, why don't you arrange that they go to a comedy club? So I arranged for them to go to the Punchline. And they sat next to each other. It was mandatory that they all had to go.
Right.
They laughed like crazy. They won 17 to the next 20.
Wow.
You can look it up. And then they won the championship. So then the following year, the Red Sox, they were down 0-3 to the Yankees. My buddy calls me and goes, Shoemaker, get your boy Damon get going. He can't hit the broadside of a barn. Get that stupid Laughter Heels crap. And I, you know, he had my DVD. I go, Johnny, it works. He plays my DVD for the clubhouse. They won. They swept the Yankees, and
so you want rings, is what you're saying?
I want rings.
Yeah, you need rings. You feel like
I'm not saying it's always me, but I do tell you that laughter shifts the consciousness.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody's always blaming, you know, for 86 years ago, it's the curse of the Bambino, Bucky Dent. No, the only thing that's consistent is the fans. They give that negative energy.
You're miserable.
So, yeah, and they revel in it in Philadelphia.
I'm a Cub fan.
So what this does is it releases. See, the Cubs, same thing. It releases that pressure and that fear that people are in. That's why that you lose. You know, they blamed Bartman.
Well, it was his fault.
It wasn't his fault.
Craig, it was Bartman's fault.
Oh, my God. You see?
The man should roast.
I want to take back your championship that you had.
No, absolutely not.
You won't tell him. I mean, he won't hear anything different.
If I saw Bartman in the hall, I'd throw him off the edge. There.
Really?
We should have got one in 03.
Oh, you wouldn't have gone for a foul ball?
He didn't.
What are you talking about?
He went for a ball that should have been caught. It was on the field. That wasn't his.
It was in fair.
It wasn't in fair territory, but you know better.
He interfered.
He's the only one who hit it.
Yeah, see, that negativity, I'm surprised you guys won last year. You can't have the negativity. You
we're
can't
over
be
it,
blaming.
But
you
there's
can't
a
be
reason.
We're a blaming society.
Right.
Yeah.
We need to laugh more. Go to the Improv all weekend. We need to laugh more. And what it does is you literally cannot be depressed.
It stops the blame game.
No,
you know
it's
they
true.
Can't exist in the same space. You can't be depressed. You can go, I'm depressed. You can't be depressed while you're laughing.
It's like masturbating and crying.
Yeah.
Impossible.
I'm going to try that.
It's impossible. You'll immediately stop crying.
You know, it's been a while since I've done a blind study or one that makes me
give
blind.
It a whirl.
Try it. Try
I'm
it.
Going to, yeah. I'm going to execute this.
Like watch,
usually cry after.
Watch Terms of Endearment and start masturbating. And immediately, when Deborah Winger dies of cancer.
I'm going to masturbate to somebody who in real life is dying.
Well, no, you don't bring that into it. You said don't be negative and listen
to
Jesus, man.
You don't think that I'm going to...
someone think of a good friend dying.
So I'm getting off on Shirley MacLaine, who's like 90 now.
Yeah, but you're not focused on that. You're focused on the emotion.
I have to focus on something. Right. I don't know about
Stay
you.
Stay away from the movies. Do it with a real person that you know that's dying.
Right. Go to a hospital and
I can't.
Like some sort of care ward.
I'm going to show up at some hospice care.
Here's the thing.
With a bottle of lotion and a hand towel.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm here to help somebody.
It's all for research.
This is all for research. This is a blind study.
All you have to do is walk up to a lady who's just got ice chips next to her bed and no, and just go, can you still make a fist?
Oh, my God. is wrong with you guys? Every time I come here, I feel I don't. I have to shower violated. Afterwards. I have to go do a TV show.
Crying in the car.
Bring this up on the TV.
Oh, I'm sure Scott Passmore is going to be really. So, Craig, you're one of the you're one of the funniest comedians I've ever seen. Hey, Scott, you ever feel like showing up at hospice care? With like a.
You ever tried?
You brought the lotion.
How about some spank lotion over to the hospice? Have you ever done that, Scott? I can't wait till that happens.
All right, first off, Craig.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I didn't say do live performances. I said try it at home or in the car.
Yes.
No, then you went live.
Look at this guy coming up the street here. We got a lunatic wandering around there just spinning. And see him out there?
No, I don't see
him. He's doing some craziness. He's going to run out on the road. You don't see a homeless guy going out there?
Sleeping bag.
This is the bad thing about having these windows. I get real nervous at what passes by here.
Well, this certainly beats where you used to be.
Here he comes. No, I'm not so sure it does right now.
Oh, come on. With the dogs wandering.
Oh, that was true. We were worried about
nothing tops that, John.
Nothing tops that I pass by the Women's Abuse Museum.
Yeah. Which they closed.
Is that what it was called?
It was the Women's
appointment
Abuse
only.
Shelter by appointment only.
It closed. I can't imagine. Yeah. I saw lines out the door.
The domestic
violence. Those are probably
violence.
Just patients.
Yeah. Yeah,
domestic Violence Museum. I've never... Never seen anything like it in my life.
You go in there and a guy in a tank top flipped his dinner at you and goes, "Where the hell you been?" It's an example more than it was a museum.
And he says, "You want bare knuckle or gloves?"
Yeah. You get open hand, back of hand, or bare knuckle, depends on your fee. You try to stay positive about things.
I do stay positive. Like that's why we have the Laughter Heels. I go to We Help Wounded Warriors. Do you have anything funny to say about that?
You ever try to masturbate to it?
Here we go. I set you up.
A cheetah spring?
How wounded? Where's the new hole?
Did you just say masturbate at a Wounded Warriors? Like,
they got to do it? Hey, you know what? Laughter heals.
That fake leg. Oh, boy, what is that? Is that titanium?
Ooh, bend it.
It's
bend
smooth.
It. Make a crook.
Oh, my God. You guys are the sickest people I've ever seen.
You're the one who brought Wounded Warriors to the party.
I brought Wounded Warriors as a nice gesture of what we do workshops.
It was an awkward transition. Would you agree, Brady?
Yeah,
we were talking about masturbating in
hospice. No, you had already flipped at the homeless guy over here.
Well, I was nervous
about masturbation. Yeah. Okay, so it was already flipped. So I go, "Oh, good, new subject. We'll get away from the other."
Yeah,
which I was very happy to do.
You do wonderful work, is what I'm saying.
No,
you do. You do a lot of charitable stuff and a lot of positive.
Well, the
things.
Laughter Heels really is.
That is a really good thing.
It is. Yeah, sure.
It's cool. I just started a drug and alcohol rehab. I might leave though. They're not
your
ready.
Own.
They're not.
Deal?
They're not ready
for you, or you, you're bringing
you
people.
Your
in?
House?
No, I know. I go to the rehab and I do the laughter.
Oh, comedy
work.
For that. Oh, yeah. No, oh,
it's not comedy. I do workshops of finding laughter in your life. We just need to have more of it.
Yeah,
because the opposite is already there.
This isn't one of these
deals. It's already so negative out there. Every single thing you see on the news, we are mesmerized and hypnotized, and it's not good for us.
But isn't there a certain amount of negativity that's funny?
Well, if you know how to turn it into funny, but most people don't.
Most people don't. You're right. Most people
do. You think people are on Facebook battling over these issues and they're being funny? No, they all think that they're the smartest in the room, that they've studied this thing. They've only studied what they've been taught by an algorithm. They're an algorithm. That's what's going on. There's no wisdom anymore.
No.
So and there's very little laughter in these things. There's no irony. They're coming
at you. Don't
you
find it funny that everybody's like all politically correct and everything on the face of things, but memes – and like the internet and everything is probably the meanest we've ever been.
Oh, I know.
Memes are mean.
Yeah,
they're
so
just
quick.
Flat mean, but we're all pretending that we're all inclusive and no bullying
and outrage. Outrage against comedy is the most ridiculous thing. Go take your outrage to the people that poison your food and stuff like that. Don't take it to us. I put one little post the other day. I said the Patriots defense, the other day in the Super Bowl, I said they're wearing buttons that say "Me Too" because they were so abused.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you're laughing.
That's a good one.
I had a blizzard of snowflakes on
that.
It
was in Boston.
This was
packed house in
Boston. I like that.
No,
that's kicking hard at a real tender spot. That's the Wounded Warrior. That's a good one, though.
But I post all the time, and that's where I do my little test market, basically, on my Facebook or Twitter. By the way, get me some Instagram followers.
You want some Instagram followers?
I do. My son rips on me. He goes, "It's because you post like a mom."
What do you post?
I post pictures of my kids.
I'm not going to tell people to go to that.
But for some reason, I didn't get that. I didn't get that. Like Twitter, I did okay. I got like 39,000 followers, and I'm verified. By the way,
what does that mean?
You never heard of this?
I don't play Twitter.
When you get to a certain level, you get verified.
No, I don't know how it works, but if you're like famous or whatever, they give you a check mark.
Oh, okay.
And it is so huge in this generation. I'm not kidding you.
Really?
My son, I was watching my son play volleyball, and this teenager sits next to me. He's all nervous. Now, I've got Emmys and Comedian of the Year and all that. Right. Oh, it means nothing to these kids.
Yeah.
He goes, "Hi, Mr. Shoemaker. You're verified on Twitter."
What does it mean?
I swear to God, it's like this kid acted like I just won
You've
an Oscar.
You've made it to the hall. You've made it to the hall.
I made it to the hall for this kid. He was so nervous around me because I'm verified. I have a check mark. I'm the Love Master on Twitter, by
That's
the way.
That's awesome.
I would love to keep going with it. Yeah, but at you can't, Love Master? You can't get two check marks. You can only get one.
So it's not like like Michelin stars for a restaurant. Right. You get like five Michelin Craig Shoemaker stars.
But I'm not verified on Instagram. But if I get more followers, maybe I will be. I don't have many
followers.
That kid will
be a wreck.
Yeah. I say stay away from it. Again, in this day and age,
I'm not staying away from
you
it.
You doing a hashtag Me Too joke on Instagram, and the next thing you know, you're Gilbert Gottfried. You got no jobs. You're done.
Really?
Yeah. It's over. Yeah. I don't want to see that happen to more people. When you're trying to be fun
careful.
And you kick down taboos, that little
viper. I'm not going to be careful.
No, not being careful.
I'm not interested in the people that aren't interested in something like that. That's
it. I agree.
Okay?
Yeah.
There's plenty more people that could care less that I made a stupid joke. Yeah. Even if they don't like the joke, just shut up and move on. Go find another
but
joke.
But there's the problem. It doesn't happen on Twitter. I mean, that's the problem.
Yeah. That's the thing. The snowballs of idiots.
Oh,
I
had another one. I had another one. What did I say to this girl? I hadn't seen her in a while. I know what it was. I haven't seen her in years. It's this young girl, and now she's a teenager, and she's like grown up, and then she's babysitting, and then all my neighbors had told me, you know, they use Sydney. You know, so I say, "Hey, honey," you know, I said to my wife, I go, you know, Sydney's now babysitting, and she's a teenager. She's old enough. So I hadn't seen her in a while, and I go, "Hey, Sydney, I heard you're the hot babysitter."
Oh, geez, whoops.
Right? So I right. So now, all right, you guys didn't laugh. I thought that was funny. So I put it on Twitter. I put it on Twitter thinking this is funny, the idiot. Yeah. And then I think I said one more thing that was even worse, you know, to try to get out of it, whatever it was. So I put this on Twitter. Oh, my God. They came. They attacked me.
Yeah.
Oh, they were all over there. I had that happen when
like
I
piranhas.
Was. It's always like I had that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had that happen, and it wasn't funny because I didn't take her in the other room and go, "Hey, I heard you're hot," you know.
You kind of did.
Let's go into my daughter's crib. No, I was just saying to her, "I heard you're the popular one, right.
I
missed the word popular.
Yeah.
So I thought people would enjoy me making a fool out of myself. Yeah. But no, many did not enjoy it. They were like talking about all their abuse that they had happen.
But you know what's bad, Curtis?
I had bad things happen to me. I was kidnapped and molested. I don't every single every
Is that
time.
Right?
You didn't know that?
I don't think so.
Never saw you so excited.
Tell me more.
I love that his eyebrows went.
That's all I've got.
He was like Scooby Doo.
What?
Yeah.
He was almost happy that I was little Craig at 13 was taken away
Forget
to
about
a
the
ghetto
kidnapping.
Hotel.
Let's talk about the molesting.
Yeah. What happened?
Well, the kidnapping had to happen first.
Yeah, there's a specific order to that.
There's an order, Brady.
They don't molest you and they go, you know what?
That's it.
You don't just do the molesting. Yeah. You have to have a whole there's a whole dating process.
All right, we cleared that.
Brady
up.
Assumes
okay.
the molesting is more of an audition for whether or not he wants to keep you. So you get kidnapped.
But
how old are you?
But 13. But
do you not want to talk about it?
No, I don't mind. That's the thing is I don't like walk around every guy with a handlebar mustache. I got a handlebar mustache. Every time I see Raleigh Fingers, I like freak out. You know what I mean? Like this.
Oh, my God.
It's like you got to move on, folks.
Where were you?
If you have a problem, huh?
I think I'd remember
where
this.
Where were you? You were 13.
I was 13. This guy befriended me. That's what they do. I actually know a lot about, you know, the Sanduskies of the world. I know they're a predator.
They're grooming. Yeah.
I know who they go for. They go for... As a matter of fact, when I was a kid, there was this guy, Joe Axford. He was the leader of the rec center. The rec center, right?
Yeah.
And he would hire these kids with the township. I was so jealous.
Yeah.
And now it turns out he was molesting all of them. And I remember going.
But you wanted to get in the popular.
I was like, why aren't they picking me?
Yeah.
And thank God he didn't pick me. I would have been double molested. You know, I would have had two molesters.
Two verification check marks.
I would have two check marks. And the pedophiles be circling me going, "I heard you're verified." Yeah. Joe Axford and Ben Rauscher have given you a check mark. So I was so upset. And now these poor guys, some committed suicide. They're drunks. Man. This guy, they wanted to name a park after him. I swear to God, in my town.
Well, because he was doing so much, quote, community stuff.
Exactly. But they didn't realize that he was helping the kids get a job. He was helping them also with other things, with other jobs.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. So, yeah, the guy, he befriended me, and I didn't have a dad, so that's who they prey upon.
I think you did tell me about this. And he kind of came over, he played catch for a little while.
He never played catch.
He never did any of that?
No, we played past the bottle. He taught me how to drink.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, we'd be up in the high section.
He was the cool friend, because he'd get you alcohol.
Oh, yeah. I was 13 years old. I'm hanging out. He was like 70. Played for like the 1936 Bears or something like that.
Get out of here.
Yeah, big handlebar mustache, cowboy hat, duster coat.
And there were no clues in that outfit in downtown Philadelphia. That might allege you to believe he wasn't normal.
Hey, Cowboy Bob!
Seriously, what is wrong with you?
With me? I'm just trying to
see clues. I'm a 13-year-old kid looking for clues.
Okay, I'm a 4-year-old kid, and I see a guy in a cowboy hat and a duster in the middle of Chicago. I'm going to run.
You think he's a character from PBS.
Not true, because when you...
From Pee Wee's Playhouse or something.
You know, dusters were coming out, you thought, oh, that was cool. You had some
buddies. As an adult...
You didn't go for the brush popper or anything, but
I'm not going to wander
around. You're not watching Silverado and going, geez, Costner, I think you might be a pedophile.
No, but if I see a guy coming. Now. Look, if we saw a guy in a duster and a cowboy hat walking here, it's different. In Philadelphia, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be a little suspicious.
No, it's okay because they have a character that they're playing.
Exactly.
Like, they're from another area.
Yeah,
so
you think the guy's cool.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah,
you were both. Plus, I'm surprised you weren't molested.
Plus, he's got a duster, and that was where he could hide all those flasks.
Right.
He pulled out the flask, and I thought I was so cool drinking out of a flask with all the, all the woo people up in the 700 section. I was like the man. I was so happy.
You're drunk.
And then the last day of the season, he took me to Washington, D.C. Now, I thought.
You're traveling with him?
Why would I not?
He's
giving me free tickets.
Oh, my God.
I'll do anything for free. For free
crap. So it's not molesting.
No.
You've seen what he's done for free golf.
That's true.
That's
right.
And you have too. Don't project.
Yeah.
Don't project both of you.
That's true. You've both blown me for free golf. I forgot about that.
No.
I forgot about that. You're right. I'm just not a baby. I don't consider it molesting. I think it's good friends. That's a reciprocation.
What goes around comes around.
Right. And that's why I don't golf anymore, because I know I owe you.
See, this is what I do like about the show.
Wait a minute.
Everybody's not so serious. Everybody's not so serious. Like, I'm telling a story about this little boy who hadn't hit puberty yet, looking for a father figure.
Right.
And I go away to D.C. with him.
Yeah.
Right.
And Holmberg rips on me.
Well, I'm not ripping on you.
You don't even know where the story's going, and he is not letting up. He is like a pit bull with meat right now.
I'm saying I feel bad for you.
He's got some 13-year-old meat.
Yeah.
And I was very, very, I was hairless. I looked like powder.
Upset. You didn't see any of the red flags.
Just imagine powder as being kidnapped.
No, let's get back to that. You were 13-year-old
meat.
There
you are in D.C.
Yeah, you're in D.C.
Yeah, so now.
In a hotel with the cowboy?
Well, here's the thing. He had said all these things that I believed were going to happen. I bragged to all my friends.
Ugh.
You know, this guy Ben, he's trying to take me to D.C. I'm going to go see the last game of the Eagles season.
Yeah.
And then I was so excited, and we get there, and first of all, it's a blizzard. We took a train from Philadelphia, and I thought that they would have the guy with the gloves, yes, Mr. Rauscher, this way, who's this, who's your companion?
Right.
No, it was a ghetto hotel. We went through slush and everything.
Seedy.
With a seedy, the guy was behind bars with the skeleton keys inside of these little boxes. Here you go. It was hourly rentals. I thought I was going to have like limo service, and I said, things are not going well right now.
Oh.
And I knew that something was
feeling.
Up. Well, we went up to the room, and it was two beds, and he slammed the door, and he walks back downstairs. He goes, I told you I wanted one bed. I'm going, ooh, ooh, and then it didn't go well from there.
No.
Nothing of my dreams was fulfilled.
Not your idea.
That week. I did
stand.
Get to the game.
I was going
to
say,
I did
before
use
the game?
For the game.
Yeah. Was it before the game?
It was days before the game.
Oh,
so I had to
wait,
huddled next to a steam radiator with pee on the floor. On this
Jesus Christ.
And there was no phone. I could not get out.
Did you cheer at the game?
Yeah,
was it
worth
a release?
It? Was it worth
it?
What do you mean, was it worth it?
Would you do it again?
That's the worst question I think you've ever come up with in your life.
Do you want to go out with him? We'll pay
for
it.
Was it worth it?
If you guys want to
I have the stub. I do have
the stub.
I have the stub.
Oh,
it was a
man.
Hey, look, how many other kids can say they were at that game?
That's a good game.
From Philadelphia. It was a good game.
Wow.
Snowed Silky in. Sullivan was going for 1,000 yards.
Brutal.
So how long until you turned him in?
Mm. Never did.
Never did it.
That's part of the problem in
how did
our
he
society.
Die?
When did
you
it stop?
How did he die?
It stopped when I got home, and he kept me there for a couple days. We were in a blizzard. It was horrible. But I got home and I told my mom. She goes, "Don't you ever tell anyone this." So I had to hold on to the secret.
And here you are.
So I'm telling you, that's part of what I'm saying is have fun with your life. Laugh at this stuff. Laugh at it. You know,
you've been molested.
You make a
couple
of wrong
turns. So he smelled like
Ben
Gay and made me massage him. Who cares? Who cares? It's the past.
What was the best and worst part of that day?
Seriously? Yeah. You just topped Brady. I thought I was going
to
move on.
You have to have a memory.
What I was about to say is the message is, if somebody, this is why the Me Too and all that. Now, I know some go too far. It's a bad date, so they go Me Too. Right. That does upset me. Because the true victims of these crimes.
It negates the real crime.
Yeah. And I had a true crime against me.
Yeah. You know, how did that guy die? You have to know. You had to keep up.
Well, my mom stayed in touch with him. Thanks, Mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Over for the holidays?
No, not quite that.
That must be
I'll never
hell
forget
of a
my
coat.
Mom. This gives you an idea of my mom. She's very self-obsessed. I told her this story. She goes, "Don't ever tell anyone. They won't believe you anyway." Right? So I held on to the secret. I didn't want to tell anybody this happened.
Right.
So she goes, the next morning of weeks later, she goes, "That Ben called me at 3 a.m. looking for you. I can't believe he'd call at that hour and wake me up." Oh. But nothing about, can you believe he kidnapped your son?
Yeah.
What about that part?
With the drunk dial.
He was looking for me at 3 in the morning. Yeah. He did show up at the house. The only way I got even with him was me and my buddies. We're kids.
Yeah.
We bombed him with snowballs.
There you go.
Yeah, we just pelted his car. That's right. The only way.
It was
to get
a bukkake
back.
Of
but I didn't
snowballs.
Tell my kids we're pelting a molester. I just
sure,
said, he's
just
a
get
jerk.
This guy.
You know, back there, he's a jerk. Let's get him. You know, so we anyway.
Yeah. Wow. So you feel even?
No, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we're all there.
A dent in his old Cadillac. I feel, I got even, yeah.
Do you think he watched the Eagles or do you think he's long gone?
He's long
you
gone,
think
so?
Yeah. He's that old.
But my mother would run into him at the restaurant.
Man.
Yeah, she's
I think you've given us little bits of that, but I don't think it's ever been that detailed.
I don't know if I ever
I
don't think I ever have.
I think I'd remember that.
It's not something I talk about. You know, I'm here to promote my comedy show.
Well, it's pretty good stuff.
Do you think someone's driving along right now going, "Hey, honey, I just heard this guy on the radio. We got to go see him. He was molested when he was 13.
And he's got
this guy's
got
to be really funny. Get those tickets to the Improv if it's not sold out already."
And it obviously,
it's not
still.
Something. Nope. That, I'm here to promote my damn shows.
You know what? I
Craig Shue on Instagram.
Right there,
come
you go.
On, give me some Instagram.
Craig Shue at Instagram.
Give me some love on
and
Craig
also,
Shue.
Certify them.
He's over there at the Improv this week. If you want to see Craig Shue, and if you go in a duster and a cowboy hat, you get in free.
Oh my god.
Handlebar mustache.
Can we make that happen? Okay, we got that. It's a done deal.
Listen, if
handlebar mustache, we're putting you in the front row.
If pain is comedy.
I just want to shoot come out and go, "Hey, baby. Oh, my God." And then it's just you staring at a guy with a handlebar mustache for like 8 minutes.
And me having post-traumatic stress syndrome
on stage.
You want to see me have an attack on stage, don't you?
All
of a sudden, I'm going, "Hey, baby. Hi, Ben. It's Ben." Everybody. Speaking of handlebar mustache. Can I change the subject?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so
make it worse. So, I think you can do that.
It might be a little longer story to get to the handlebar, but I will tell you. Okay, so now I've already exposed who I dated, but before I dated, the owner of the Lakers.
Yes,
I dated. Do you know who Jennifer Grey is?
Oh yeah, Dirty Dancing.
Right,
Dirty
she baby. Had a handlebar mustache.
No, it's you got to wait on this
one.
Okay, this is going to be a wait story.
Okay,
all right.
So now you know that she had a nose thing
surgery.
Yeah.
And is unrecognizable.
But beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. Right. So we're dating, and I go, "Linda, Linda's from Jersey, right? Mm-hmm. Real Jersey chick." I said, "Meet me and my new girlfriend at the House of Blues. We're going to go see the Mavericks," and one of the Mavericks, I knew him, and he's married to Trisha Yearwood at the time, blah, blah, blah.
Wow. Okay.
So anyway, that's what's happening. So we go, and we're sitting there, and I go, "Linda, this is Jennifer. Jennifer's Linda. We're sitting there." I said, "Hey, about the foundation, let's go back while we're waiting." And I said, they got the guy with the velvet rope. And she goes, "I'll just tell him I'm Jennifer Grey." Yeah. Linda has no idea it's her. She goes, "Ha, ha, that's a great idea. And I'll be Shannon Doherty. Because I look more like her than you do Jennifer Grey."
This is post-surgery.
She's saying this to Jennifer Grey. She goes, "You look nuts. Who told you you look like Jennifer Grey?" She starts ripping on her. And I'm going, "Oh, this is not going well.
It's not good."
Yeah, so
uncomfortable.
But Jennifer does know this. She already knows this, so she went along with it. She never corrected her. So then Trisha Yearwood joins us, and this is the best reveal ever. She goes, "Oh, I got to go sing with the band." So she says, all right, this next song goes out to my new friend, Jennifer Grey, Be My Baby. And then Linda's sitting there doing the ventriloquist.
Right. You jackass. You didn't tell me it's Jennifer Grey.
And I'm ventriloquisting back. I'm going, I told your name, Jennifer. Nobody introduces our last names. She goes, you cannot tell me. I feel like such an ass. You let me go that far. It was the best, right? And finally, she goes, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I didn't know you were. And by the way, she does looks nothing like Shannon Doherty. Linda.
Right. Yeah. She's not even close. Oh.
Not even close. So, so jump cut to last year, Raleigh Fingers, big handlebar mustache.
Oh, yeah.
He's an old friend of mine. Comes to my show in Vegas. Linda now lives in Vegas. So I said, Linda, meet me at the bar, right? We walk into the bar, and there's Raleigh. There's her. And she goes, hey, before I can even introduce him, she goes, and I still tease her about the Jennifer Grey thing. She goes, hey, what's with the mustache? What are you, Raleigh effing Fingers? She says the Raleigh Fingers. That's where the handlebar mustache story.
This is not a very observant friend.
Oh, my God. We should call her. We should get Linda. She is such a – I know. That is one funny – because she's so Jersey and Philly. Yeah. You know what I mean? She get that
can't let it go.
Can't let – she just has to – that's the thing with Philadelphia. They don't have a silent thought.
No. Yeah. And that's why the rest of the country's like, okay, Philly, quiet. What is a Wooderice?
You went for the pronunciation.
Water ice. Yeah, we got to get water ice up in Cherry Hill. I'm tired of hearing it. I don't know what
that
it means.
That was a little Shemokin.
Full exaggeration.
That was a little Shemokin coal miner reason.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Climb poles and get water ices. It's awful.
Wow,
awful.
That was a little brave.
That's how we hear it.
We're going to get water ice. That's how we hear it. That's we're going to get freedom with a cherry water ice.
Craig, that's how we hear it.
You started good.
No, water ice. I need a water ice. And then they just get worse and worse and worse as it gets
You know what you need to do?
Gary Eagles all get a water ice. They just start more and more retarded the more they talk.
Let me hear it. This is grating on me now.
Of course it is. That's how America feels about you guys.
It's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yours is worse. Yours is worse.
Mine's
because
accurate.
You need to leave ice out.
Water.
Yeah, do water. Water. Leave it at that. Don't do ice because then you're from another European country.
Nope.
It's a water ice.
Water ice.
It's a water ice.
That's how we hear you guys. Water ice.
Oh, really? Yeah, so suddenly exactly I'm from Scotland.
Yeah, kind
I'm
of.
From the Highlands.
Yeah.
Now, Australian almost.
We do have the worst accent.
It's terrible.
So what is that? How do you say the word?
It's a snow cone, right?
How do you say the word? Yeah, it's like a snow cone. But it's much better.
Don't call it a snow cone.
How do you say the word? TOURNAMENT. How do you say that word?
Tournament.
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 Right.
That's how most of the country says it. You know how we say it in Philly? Tournament.
Tournament.
And I think we're right because Springsteen doesn't go on tour. He goes on tournament. It's like, come on, dudes, we're going on tour. One, two, three, four.
Tournament.
Four. By the way, last time when we played on a beautiful golf course.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah.
So Philly's right on that one.
Philly's
by the way,
got a
Philadelphia,
lot of them right.
They love their accent.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, by the way, no one in film history has ever done an accent. It makes me so angry. Do you know, even Silver Linings Playbook, Bradley Cooper is from Philly. He didn't do it. And then they got the great Robert De Niro is doing the dropped R. Yeah. We have a hard R in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And it makes me so angry. So one day, you know, I was on that show, Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
I played the Liberty or Die party guy. I'm on the parade float and there's Amy. She's the boss, you know, Amy Poehler.
Right.
So I recognize the guy's accent. I go, hey, Philly, I started that rant. I go, nobody in the history of film, of the millions of people I could have done that rant in front of, Amy Poehler goes, I did an accent in Baby Mama.
Yeah.
And I'll go, oh, my God, she did.
Yeah.
She's the only one that's ever done it.
And no one went to see that
movie. All the
movie.
People I had to do the rant in front of my boss on Parks and Recreation.
Yeah. But there's a reason why. America won't go to a Philly authentic movie. We'd last 10 minutes and then you just
what
hear
are
the,
you talking
you'd
about?
Hear the
some of the great movies, Rocky,
not with the
Invincible.
Accent. They made Rocky a New Yorker.
No, he's from Philadelphia.
When did Rocky ever go, hey, yo, agent, let's go get a water ice? Never happened.
He couldn't have said that because he wouldn't have been accurate.
He sounded like he's from Brooklyn.
No, he's
he
from
he did not have a Philly accent.
Right, that's what I'm trying to tell you. He should have done a Philadelphia
accent. But no
accent.
One would have gone to the movie.
Nobody that's, talking
they did,
about.
They
nobody
did
was so Invincible, the great, the Vince Papale story.
Wow. Yeah.
They got New Yorkers at the bar going, come on.
They had to get a Boston.
Because nobody wants to hear.
I'd like to buy a consonant over here.
Nobody wants to hear the
What's
Philly accent.
What's wrong with you people? It's a hard R. And you should listen to Philadelphia radio.
No,
they
thanks.
Love it when someone has a good O in their name. Like someone they hate. Like our coach was Rich Kotite. Kotite's got to go.
How is that different than my accent? Water ice. Kotite's got to go.
You,
it's
you're
the same
okay
thing.
On the O. You've got to drop the ice.
No way. Cherry Hill. Water ice.
Stop with the ice. You're literally irritating me. Water. This is worse than you talk about my molestation, is you saying the word ice.
I am molesting you with a Philly accent.
You are trying to do a bad Philadelphia accent. That is awful.
I should grow a handlebar mustache and go, I'm going to shoot you in the face with my water.
Good. Now, water. That was good. That was
but
good
it's cold out,
right,
so get some water ice. Get a snow cone.
Stop with the ice.
Yeah, okay? you're going oi on the ice, kind of.
Don't care. That's what everybody hears. That's why Silver Linings Playbook, Rocky, all those Philly-based movies are not Philadelphia.
There's tons of Philadelphia movies, and they do not use Philadelphia accents.
Because America
at all.
Wouldn't go. We don't want to hear it.
Even Tom Hanks in Philadelphia.
That is not the reason. That is
exactly
because they can't
why.
Do it.
No, it's because
it's awful. I dated another woman who starred in another Philadelphia movie. She was honest with me. She says, I tried it.
Yeah.
But then she dropped it and went to New York.
No one in Philadelphia said, I got AIDS.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
The movie is called Philadelphia. Not one person said, I need a water ice for my AIDS.
You need to
they needed
with
a
water.
Guy going, you're a homo. He's a homo.
You caught AIDS
That's
from
what
being
I would have wanted
homo.
To hear in the damn movie
and they
Philadelphia.
Didn't do it.
What's with the homo with the scars? Yeah.
It's not racquetball.
He's got scabs, this dude. He's a homo. That's what you wanted to hear.
Then America would have accepted that.
That would have been really Philadelphia.
Yeah, right. We don't want that.
You don't have Bruce Springsteen walking down. Yeah. Hey, the streets of Philadelphia. They got to go, Springsteen, come over here.
He's singing about homo.
You're singing about homos. I used to like it when you did the Born to Run. What's with the homo song?
Oh,
that's Philadelphia. Right. But you mean to tell me you wouldn't watch a movie that was authentic
Rocky.
Like that?
I wouldn't watch Rocky if he had the accent. I wouldn't do it.
Yo, Adrian.
It wouldn't work.
No.
Yo.
Let me see. What words did he have?
Wouldn't work. Yo is the
Mickey.
Only thing.
Couldn't cut me, Mick.
Yeah. Cut Mick, yeah.
Cut me, Mick.
Yeah, that works. That's all right.
That's Philadelphia.
But, you know, it is not Philadelphia. That's
I'm looking
New
for
York.
An O word.
You got nothing.
What O word did he say?
Well,
he had
Paulie. Paulie would have been different.
Yo, Adrian.
Yo, Paulie.
Yo, Adrian, you have an orgasm?
Seems like there's a lot of water in the bed. All right. Greg Schubert, you're going to do TV
Apollo.
Now.
I do.
Good luck having this conversation over
there.
Oh,
I'm sure Scott Passmore is going to go, Craig, I listened to you on the radio today, and let's discuss you and Ben Rauscher when you were 13.
Well, to Ben Rauscher and his family, screw you, I say.
Yeah.
Craig fought through it all.
I'm a survivor. I use comedy. Laughter heals. Go to laughterheals.org. Donate to us. But come to my show this weekend.
Yeah, come to the show this weekend. 10 p.m.
Let's shift the world through laughter.
Yes.
That's what I say.
10pmprev.com. Always a pleasure. We haven't seen you for a long time. Yeah. Hopefully this isn't like the last time we saw you and you said you were quitting, and now you're back again, which is good.
Well, because I love these therapy sessions.
Yeah, this is pretty
fantastic.
Good. Every couple of years we
I've got a
you.
Lot to bring back to my psychologist. I say, really? Do I really?
Yeah.
You feel
good.
Some
things you haven't worked out, and you think you have, but you haven't. That handlebar mustache thing, though. Next time you're here, we're growing them. It's 98KUPD.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.